Hi, everyone, and welcome to another episode of M365 Voice. My name is Sarah Hazy.
I am Mike Manarani.
And I'm Antonio Maya.
And we have our names straight today. That's always a good place to start. So we are continuing our Copilot series, and there's just a never-ending list of ideas of things to talk about with Copilot. And I thought today that I'd bring a slightly different perspective from the previous episodes to talk about a specific use case for how you can use Copilot. And I'm interested if you all have tried it and to maybe give people some thoughts and ideas about how they could use Copilot if you're game for that. So,
for sure.
Yeah. We are in summer here in the Northern Hemisphere. And when we think about summer, we have a lot of people that go out on vacations, sometimes lengthy vacations. They might go on holiday with their family for a month. They may go traveling. And when you're gone from work, a few days, a week, several weeks, or maybe you're even on a leave of absence for several months, Copilot can be a really effective tool to, when you come back from work, to help you get back up to speed more quickly and to really make it through that information bloat, as it were, in Microsoft Teams, in your email, and really help to bring you up to speed quickly on what you might have missed. So I was hoping that we could talk a little bit about our experiences using Copilot for that kind of traction recovery after a break from work.
I like that.
That's a great, great idea for a use case.
So I recently had this happen for me, and I know I had some wins and some things that worked out really well and some things that didn't work out well. So I thought maybe we could talk through each. What were you going to say, Mike?
No, exactly. I was going to say about talk about the Outlook experience in Copilot and the Teams experience as well, because when you're away, not only you're back to hundreds, if not thousands of emails, you are back probably to meetings that you have been invited to, but you missed because you've been away. Mm-hmm. So how we can recap that as well.
I think that that's a great idea. Now, we know that Mike doesn't care about his emails.
I do, but I don't care about deleting.
That's right. He does care about them dearly. He doesn't delete them unless they're from me. We've covered this extensively. So Mike, tell us how you use Copilot to help you get through your emails, either when you're newly back from vacation or in general.
Yeah, it's actually my next best friend. So search in Outlook was my best friend. As you all know, if you've been following us for a while now, you know that my inbox is quite large and is in the tens of thousands. And I used to rely a lot on search to go and look up for an email, whether it's catching up or whether I want to go and look up for an old email. In my world, just trying to learn the prompt in terms of just asking Copilot to go and summarize the email for the past week or summarize the email while I was away. And it comes back with a really good summary of all the emails that I had missed. Mm-hmm. So it's a good way. Sometimes I prioritize the prompts with the at mentioned. I say, show me the emails where I was at mentioned, because if I at mentioned, it means that whoever is trying to get hold of me, basically trying to get my attention. So I want to look into those first, or if they are flagged as important. So I try to kind of address what I think are the most important emails based on what I have received. And it does a really good job at that.
I had never thought about using Copilot to be able to pull up the at mentions or based on the important flag. You're depending a bit on user behavior then to be able to use the at mentions or the important flag.
Correct.
In a meaningful way.
Correct. Yeah. But then if there's nothing, well, if it's going to come back, of course, it's going to come back with information. And then if I look at the actual result and say, hey, this is all, then means that while I was away, no one has mentioned me. So I just go back into regular prompts, looking for some answers.
Interesting.
You bring up a good point, Sarah. It does rely on people actually using the at mentions. Mm-hmm. It probably wouldn't work in our organization because there aren't a lot of usage of at mentions. There's some, but there's not a lot. But I do like the idea of using that to try to get more specific around the emails that are summarized and brought back.
But I think it can also provide a tremendous amount of value, because so often in our organizations, usage of features comes down to personality of teams or what they get used to doing. And yeah. encouraging people, if you want to drive effective Copilot usage, to use AppMentions and to tie it to how it can be important with Copilot may be a driver of a behavior change that leads to a lot of time savings and value driver for the organization
yeah.
as a whole, and less time for people to spend mining their email one by one. So I can see that as a Copilot driving feature to get people to use AppMentions in a meaningful way.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wanted to expand the use case just a little bit. Like I've used Copilot for this purpose a couple of times, but I tend to, in my prompt, focus it on specific people. So I get, like you guys, you probably do as well, I get a lot of email every single day. So if I go away for a number of days and then come back, I have a huge backlog of email if I don't stay on top of it. And I usually have to prioritize the emails from the leaders in my organization. And I know them by name, right? So I'll usually use that in my prompt, or I'll ask, summarize emails I've received in the last week from so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And the response gets focused on emails that are received specifically from those people. Now that's not my entire summary that I have to work from, but it's a starting place. So I'll usually include people's names in it.
I love that, because you can do your boss, you can do key clients, you can do your two up, which would be your boss's boss. If you have a delegate, you could include your delegate's name, who might be specifically helping field things for you. I love that as an idea.
Yeah. And then the other way that I expand this is not just use it for email, but use it for Teams chat as well. Because I'll end up with a lot of Teams chats that are just piled up that I haven't responded to. And sometimes they're long threads and it's just hard to catch up.
Exactly.
Before we shift to Teams, I have one other idea about Outlook that I wanted to cover. And one of the things that I did recently after coming back out of being out of work for a number of weeks was I like to use Conversation View in my Outlook. And Conversation View, for anyone, hopefully everyone's familiar with it, but it takes all of the threads in a single conversation based on subject line and groups them all together. And what I did is I went to the email groups that were conversations that were the biggest volume of emails, because right at the top it'll tell you how many emails are in that conversation thread. And anything over 20 emails in a conversation thread, pull up the top email, open it, and click on the summarize button. The Copilot summarize button in the email, and then it will actually pull together a summary of the entire thread. Now, the tricky bit about that is I found that it worked pretty well about 80% of the time. About 80% of the time, it would summarize the key points. But what I learned to do on really important email threads where I needed to be in tune to it was read through the summary and then scroll through the thread, because there were things that got missed or dropped or that it missed. Read from the conversation. And I get that it's hard, because when we're using Copilot and we're using AI, sometimes sarcasm doesn't come through correctly. And it might just be that I work with people who are sarcastic, but there were some things that it got wrong or it misinterpreted based on context. So, but that summarize feature for big, huge conversation threads saved me a bunch of time, because in many cases, I could read the summary, do a quick scroll, and then file the entire conversation, Mike, and get it out of my inbox, and boom, it would feel very gratifying because I'd move 20 or 30 or 40 or 50 emails in one conversation thread out at once.
Yeah, one thing also I like to use it is projects. So Antonio, you and I probably have multiple clients, multiple projects. Yeah. So I say summarize emails about this so-and-so project, and it pulls out all the emails that happened in the last whatever, two or three weeks that I've been away, not paying attention. So it's a lot of different ways to use your prompts. It's a matter of just learning what works best for you and what information you can get back.
Yeah. I like the idea of using that summarize feature, Sarah, because I don't tend to use the conversation view, but I will order my inbox sometimes by subject, and I'll find one with like 20 or 30 emails in the thread. And I've gone through the exercise of, you know, start at the bottom and read the next one and the next one and the next one and the next one. And it's really time consuming. Oh, yeah.
I think it's inversely proportional. The number of replies on a thread and the number of words used are directly proportional. So yeah. The longer the thread is, the more words people put in every email in that thread. It's directly proportional. Yeah. The other thing that you could do is, if you don't like Conversation View generally, you can push your inbox to Conversation View, then use the summarize feature, and then take it out of Conversation View. So you don't have to maintain it. You can just use that temporarily with Copilot to get your summary done, to get a huge crop of those emails gone through. Yeah.
That's a great idea.
So Teams, Copilot and Teams, also useful for catching up.
Yeah.
Absolutely. A couple of ways I have used it in this kind of type of scenario. One is, so you've been away, and of course, all of us, when we come back, we have so many meetings. So you can summarize your upcoming meetings in next week or next couple of weeks, and you can say, categorize them for me, and put them in different categories, whatever that category would come up with, whether the categorizations is 100% accurate or not, but at least it gives you like a bucket of what kind of meetings you have lined up for the next, or for this upcoming week or next couple of weeks, however you asked it. So I like to know what's happening and what am I involved with. Is this like a project status meetings I have, or meeting with the peers, or it's a design meetings, or it's a workshop. So it kind of categorized all of those for me.
So, Mike, what prompt do you use to do that? Because I've never used it to categorize meetings, and that sounds really interesting. Like, does it make up the categories?
It does. Meeting? Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So, and what do you ask it to do?
I would say summarize my meetings for this week and put them in a different in categories or something like that, or categorize them or put them in categories, and it will actually do it for me.
And are you looking ahead at meetings in the coming week or meetings in the past week?
In the coming week. So, All right, I haven't used it in the past week. It should work the same way.
Yeah. I have to try that. That sounds really cool.
Yeah.
Because I like to categorize everything on my calendar and color code it. We've talked about that before, but I've never thought of using Copilot to categorize my meetings. But you could use that as a week in review activity on, let's say, a Friday at the end of your week, and a week ahead, even for the next week. So that way you have an idea of how good or bad next week is going to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's fantastic. One of the ways that I use Copilot to catch up on things is for especially active Teams channels that have a lot of conversations in them. I use the Copilot prompt very frequently, catch me up on what I've missed in the last, and then put in a time period. So catch me up on what I've missed over the last 3 weeks. And it actually did a very good summary. And I would say that one, I checked it, meaning that I read through the summary and then I actually went and scrolled through. And I gotta say, it was like 99.9% on par. Perfect. I was actually really impressed with it.
And for a Teams channel, where do you do that? Do you do that in the Copilot app in Teams and somehow reference the
channel? I just
typed
it. When you go to the channel, there should be a Copilot pane that you can open up, and you just type the prompt right in that Copilot pane. And I experimented with a few different words and phrases, but it actually worked really well.
Okay. So you actually navigate first to the team in the channel, and then there's a Copilot window there.
That's what I did. I'm looking at Mike. Not that you all can tell that, but I'm looking at Mike to validate.
Oh, you are correct. I'll do it that way. You can also do it from the Copilot app in Teams, if you don't want to jump into different channels, and it will do that for you as well.
Okay. Cool.
Sometimes even if you are on vacation, people can add you to a meeting not knowing that you have been away, even though you can see, you know, the out of the box in Outlook or in Teams meeting invitations, or they might add you as an optional just to, you know, keep you in the loop. So you can go into those team if they have been recorded and you have the transcriptions on, you can go into those meeting and you do a recap of that meeting. So it gives you a summary of that. That's really very, very useful to kind of understand what happened in that meeting. If there is any tasks associated to you, or someone has said, Mike, when Mike comes back, can do this. One thing I haven't tried yet is to do a recap of all my meetings. Like, let's say I have missed few meetings and there has been transcriptions enabled. If I can go back and say into the Copilot app and say recap all, I've tried it about 2 months ago. It was not successful. I haven't tried it yet since then. So I'm not
I
sure.
I would think that you need a much, in order to digest that, you might need a much smaller set of meetings. Like maybe if you're out for an afternoon or you're out sick one day, or restricting the category of meetings. Yeah. If it categorizes your meetings, I would think that you need a more targeted sample set for that, because otherwise it would be, I just think about my average meetings in a day, and that would be like a split personality problem.
Right.
Yeah. I'll have like 50 or 60 meetings in a week. So that would be massive. The other challenge I would have is some of my meetings are scheduled in our tenant. Some of them are scheduled in a client's tenant. Mm-hmm. So my Copilot won't have access to all of those transcriptions or recordings, unfortunately.
Very true.
Yeah, so there would be gaps in, for me at least.
I do think that there's a lot of, and it's worth just experimenting with Copilot. And oftentimes when I go on vacation or I'm going to be out of work, I try and set up some time on my calendar to catch up with things. I prioritize Teams over email. I will go and try and clear my Teams notifications and catch up on Microsoft Teams things first, email second. And then when I do go into my email, I'll prioritize, Mike, like you said, different things that I know are going to be more important, either by person or by message or based on the important flag or at mentions. What do you two find? Would you lean more into the using Copilot in Teams or Outlook first to catch up?
I use it. Depends. So yes, if I'm away, I would go straight into my Outlook and do a catch up there.
Yeah.
I'll catch up first on my email, but I will do it from the Copilot in Teams. So Copilot in Teams, I'll actually ask it to summarize my email from there, mm-hmm. and it'll do that. Sure. I don't tend to use the Copilot in Outlook. I think, correct me if I'm wrong, it's only become available recently that you don't have to upgrade to the modern, to the new Outlook in order to use Copilot. I think now it supports the classic Outlook.
I think the only one is missing is to summarize the emails that in the classic. I haven't seen that.
Okay, then I couldn't do that anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it else. from the Teams Copilot first, and I'll first prioritize email.
Yeah.
Then I'll prioritize chats. We don't tend to use a lot of channel conversations. We use mostly one-to-many chats.
One thing, I don't know if they have it today, but I would love to see as a feature, is being able to use Power Automate to invoke Copilot summary commands. And I'm thinking about when you are traveling for work or when we're traveling and speaking at a conference, it would be great to have an automated way to pre-schedule Copilot, send me a summary at X time on X day of this team channel conversation, or send me a summary of emails received today from my boss or from a key client. I think that it would be great if you could pre-schedule some of those things with Copilot.
Yeah, that would be great, actually. If you get sometimes when I'm away, I'll have a set amount of time that I'm checking email each day at the end of the day or first thing in the morning. It'd be nice to have a summary of my email just show up, or summary of my email, my chats just show up for me to review. That'd be great.
As opposed to remembering, because then you can just look at it on your phone wherever you are. Or if you wake up and you're in a different time zone than work happens, you can wake up and just have a quick summary catch up of happened during the time that you were sleeping and be able to catch up that way without having to load up and queue up the Copilot commands.
Yeah, that'd be great. I could also see that use if you do have a very busy Teams channel with lots of conversations, perhaps having a running summary that gets updated once a day type of thing, or once every couple of days. So you always have basically an up-to-date summary of what's been talked about in that Teams channel. You kind of made me think about another way of using this as well. So when we have people that are leading one or multiple projects, and they're about to go away on holidays, let's say it's a Friday, and on Monday, you know, the next day they're going away on holidays and they're away all next week, we'll often ask them to create a summary of where all their projects are at at the end of that Friday before they go on holidays and send it to the team so that the team knows what's going on and continue to manage it while they're out for the client. So this would be a good usage of Copod as well for that person who's leading a project or multiple projects, just to create that, you know, summarize all the latest emails on this project or summarize all the latest chat on this project, basically for the coming, you're preparing the summary for the coming week for people to stay up to date with what's going on the project.
Like, and one thing I always use, a prompt that I've learned from you, Antonio, is try harder.
Oh, yeah.
It works.
Yeah.
Try harder.
Oh, yeah.
It definitely
works. It really does.
Copilot, so it works well on Copilot, because you say that to anybody else and it will get you not the same kind of results.
You get the look.
Try harder.
Wow. I want to use that on a meeting or on a call. Try harder.
Yeah.
Just to see what the reaction is. But on Copilot does go back and try harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. It works. It digs deep into the data that you have and finds more information. Sometimes it's not relevant. Sometimes it's really old information, but it does actually work.
It does actually get you something different.
Fantastic. Well, we'll actually use it when Copod comes back and says, I can't find information on that. It's like, try harder. It actually goes back and comes back with something.
It just leads you to the next natural question of why Copilot doesn't try harder every time, but we won't even go into that. I think that we've come up with, I think it's a good use case, and I think we've come up with a lot of suggestions so far. Any final thoughts on this one?
Just play around, I guess. Try different prompts. See what suits you best.
Is very much a personal choice as to how you want to use it. Everyone's going to, we're different in how we think about it. So make it your own.
Yeah. Yeah. Try different prompts with it. Figure out the wording that works for you and works with your data and the people that you want summaries from. Like to your point, Mike, playing around with it and just trying different wording. Kind of get your mind into thinking about how to enter this in each time.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for joining us, everyone. And we look forward to seeing you on another episode soon. Bye for now.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.